No ta fitsi no ta ta no te fenua te atua ta ta aha ko ano ya mai kwe ka fa fai tone mata mo o auto maunga tsu tonu o te moana pari mai kwe ko kwe te awa itakuremu ko taua ano taua no te ole ikura waka he tiaki
kaha tātou e mana tuku iho mai anō whenua haumako wairua ora whai a tō ara ki te putunga
no te pitino tata no te whenua o te atua tātou aha ko anō ia mai koe ka whapai tonu mātou mō
he kore roto te whenua he te mai ki a tātou he toa au mōna e oke nei e e kore au e hina he uri no te roi mata te toto o la tūpuna e kore au e wehi e
kia kaha tātou ki tau i pai e whakatinana kaua e mutuna whenua haumako wairua
just wanna know ya, just wanna talk to ya, I wanna hear about your day, I'd never leave ya, never be mean to ya, I'd always let you get your way. Not a promise, in case you're wondering, it's not some blessing in disguise. Something good will come our way, and maybe this good thing's gonna happen today. Something good will come our way, maybe this good thing's gonna
and my heart is on the line. If you would be so kind. Well, good afternoon, Raglan. You are listening to Faith Matters on Raglan Community Radio 98.1. And you're listening to Denise Gardner. Normally, you'd be listening to Marie Haworth, but she's unable to be with us today. And so you have got me. I have been on here before, but just a few weeks working alongside Marie. So this week, when I found out that Marie wasn't able to be here, I had the thought, I wonder if this month is New Zealand Music Month. And I had a look online and I found that it is. And so I have used some of the music that is normally on the playlist, and I have added a few songs of my own. And so I hope that today, as you sit back and enjoy the music, that you will enjoy the Kiwi flavour of what we're listening to. When I heard that Marie wasn't going to be here, there was a song when I was going through the playlist that struck me. And she was saying last week, for those of you who are her regular listeners, that she had a story about a magpie who was attracted to shiny things. And I saw this song here and I thought, oh, I could do that as a dedication to Marie. But then I thought, oh no, I'm doing New Zealand Music Month. Maybe I won't be able to do that. But once I went on and had a little bit of a look at some of our different artists here, I found actually Benny is a New Zealand artist. She's from Auckland. And so here I'd like to play for you Glitter as a little tribute to Marie.
Everyone else has left now. I bet that this got you stressed out. Wondering what can we do now? Maybe let it burn out. Where I can't feel my face. Mine is twisted and weird ways. Wondering what can we do now? Maybe. Thank you.
can't remember last time I thanked you, keeping my distance unintentionally. Too close for comfort, just staying close enough. If I could have more time, we would brainstorm. And I love you tender, but we must walk away, keeping you on my greeting card file. And if it were different, but you know it ain't, let's get on with it, love. You call me loyal, I'll say you're loyal too. You know you're loyal, I feel your loyal truth. Call me loyal, I'll hold you loyal too. We are loyal.
Listening to Faith Matters on Raglan Community Radio 98.1. For those of you who are newer to this radio station, welcome. There's a few more people who have been tuning in this week, I imagine, with all of the changes to the power supplies, but also to our regular listeners, welcome to you as well. Not this morning, it's now lunchtime, so this afternoon I thought it would be really good to just chat as we go through the show about faith matters. Faith. Who do we have faith in? And so I looked up a few different names of God over the course of the week, and like to chat with you about some of those. One of the ones that I started with was from way back, Abram, who became Abraham. God has given him some promises that he would be a blessing to all nations. And God told him at one point in Genesis 15, I am your shield, your very great reward. And so what an amazing name of God that is, your shield, your very great reward. So God revealed that aspect of himself to Abram, and you'd think, wow, that's powerful. And as he walked alongside God, that he would be a reflection of that aspect of God to the people around him. But he had this thing going on in his life. He wanted an heir, a son to carry on his line and the promises of God. And he was saying to God, but I don't even have a son. And God said to him, you will have a son from your own body. And so because Abram was old and he couldn't figure out how that would happen, he and his wife talked, and they actually ended up having a son by one of the maids. And when she found out that she was pregnant, she started to treat Abram's wife Sarai very badly. And it was an awful situation. They're in this household and things are not going well. And so as you think about that name of God, I am your shield, your very great reward, you'd sort of hope that Abram would actually extend that past his own life and into the lives of different members of his family. But actually, in the end, Sarai was treating this lady Hagar very badly, and Hagar actually fled. And when she was out in the desert, God came to her and said, there are nations inside of you, and I've got good things ahead for your family. And he said to her, go back, I'm not done with you yet. And so Hagar went back into Abram's family. But when she talked about her encounter with God that day, she said, he is the God who sees me. And so how cool that sometimes God will say, this is my name, this is who I am, this is an aspect of my character. And yet other times when we actually have an encounter with God, we can walk away from that and go, wow, this is the God who sees me. And so I just thought it would be interesting to sort of think about today. Sometimes we can have an encounter with God and see an aspect of who he is, but sometimes we think of God a certain way, but we don't actually know him. We might have heard that from other people, or it might just be something that we imagine that he's like. And so we will have a conversation about that coming up shortly.
Know that you're a blessing, there's no other like you. Know that you were made for much more. Don't let this world tell you who you are.
I thank the Lord cause I'm breathing today. Enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. For those of you in the pit who are struggling deep within all the challenges of life, the daily trials and the tribulations. Just know behind the scenes, you know my God is working. You might only see the pain, but there's something greater in the making. All things work together for his good. Understood, understand that life has purpose. There's meaning to the way that you are. Greater than stars, your heart was meant to be soft. You every mark set apart. Ignite a spark, light it up. Shine your light on the darkest places, saddest faces. Hey, we miss the mark every day, but there's something called grace that's giving us a way. We miss the mark every day, but there's something called grace that's giving us a way. So,
know that you're a blessing, there's no other like you. Know that you were made for much more. Don't let this world tell you who you are. Know that you're a blessing, cause there's no other like you. Know that you were made for a purpose. The song for his glory.
Your life's worth living. Don't you know who made us? Sometimes life can get you down, but I know who can save us. A light for all to see. Today is a new day. You're not in this alone. Help is on the way. Reach out, don't be afraid. Speak out, don't run away. I know that when we pray, he is faithful. There's no mistake in all his making. Just know that you're a blessing.
You're listening to Faith Matters on 98.1 FM. Interesting, talking about the names of God today on our program. One of the ways that God spoke about himself to his people, Israel, way back when they were in Egypt, was he revealed himself to Moses. Moses is a character from the Bible that you might be familiar with. And when God was speaking with Moses, he said, "I am that I am." He said, "Tell the people that I am has sent you." And that concept of I am is pretty amazing. It's a present tense. God is now. He is right now. He is in every place. He is in every culture. He is in every era. And sometimes we think of God as only for other people, but I'd like to talk today about God actually revealing himself here in Aotearoa before James Cook arrived in the nation, back when it was Māori here. God actually spoke to a man called Toiroa, and he not only gave Toiroa a name of the God that they would soon be learning about from these newcomers, he also gave Toiroa a picture of what these people would wear, how they would travel. And so we will have a talk about that coming up soon. In the meantime, we're going to listen to Hold On by Raptor Ruckus.
In the grave, the name that cures cancer and gets strength to the lame. The same name that came and shattered my chains. The same name that'll come and do the same again for you. He's gonna come through. Yes, it's true. Jesus, the only name that'll pull you through. You gotta hold. He said they'll never leave us nor forsake us, man, and that's the only word you need to hold to when you'll never be lonely, homie. I know I ain't the only person out there hurting who's flirting before to ending it all, but being diverted. And I know so many out there who have had it much harder. They got no food in their bellies, got no mothers or fathers. So many questions out there that need answers too. But even if it comes down to the final hour, man, it still come through. You gotta hold on.
the wind, breathe into me. You inherit me, I inherit you. I am the language you speak to me. As far as the eye could see, everything is changed. Tell me, how can we stand by?
Because you creation longs to have the words to sing. But this joy is mine.
Welcome back. You're listening to Denise on Faith Matters, 98.1 FM in Raglan. Now, I mentioned before the last set of songs about a Māori seer or visionary called Toiroa, and he had literal pictures of what the new people who were about to come to the land would look like, how they would travel. And he also was given the name of their god. So he made a little basket and he put it on his head and demonstrated to the Māori in the local area what a hat looked like. He slit a cloak and he turned it into trousers or pūkoro, which he wore. He made a strange article of stone and used the stem of a branch and puffed smoke. He named it He Nono, a pipe. Now, these are some of the things that Toiroa was trying to use to show his people that something new was about to come. All of these tokens of a changing world Toiroa transported to the nearby villages, including those of Turanganui o Kiwa, where James Cook would soon make his first landfall. Now, I'm reading a few words here from a book called Huia Come Home. And this book was written by Jay Ruka. He is a church minister and storyteller from Taranaki. He comes from Teateawa, Ngāti Mutunga, Ngāti Koata, and Ngāpuhi. So this is a man who is has an amazing lineage of the Māori culture, and he is learning now about his culture. He talks in his book about how he grew up not knowing his culture, and when he started to explore it, he discovered all of these amazing faith aspects to the culture and history of Māori in New Zealand that he did not know about previously. And so he tells this story of Toiroa. Now, Toiroa had these pictures and was trying to explain what would come to these lands in 1766, 3 years before Captain Cook landed here. And one of the things that Toiroa received was the name of their god. And in English, the name of their god will be son who was killed, Tama I Roro Kutia, a good god. However, the people will still be oppressed. And so when the Europeans did land on the shores 3 years later, actually the Māori were not surprised. They got to see firsthand what trousers looked like. They got to see a boat that was powered by smoke and a pipe. And they heard the story of this god, son who was killed, but it wasn't actually until years later, when the Bible had been translated into Māori, that it became more common for Māori to know about the son who was killed, for Māori to read about the Prince of Peace in their own language. And so in this book, and I've been to visit some of the places, we hear stories of like a young girl who was carrying the Book of Luke around her neck, and when she was killed, the raiding party took that book from her, and the chief who had ordered that battle and had caused the death of Tarori, he actually read this book, and he heard about this son who was killed, this god of peace. And it made a huge impact on our nation back in that time. There was actually a large number of Māori who came to know the son who was killed as their Lord and Saviour, and it changed the face of this nation. But if you know the history, sadly, the good God was powerful enough to change our entire nation, but the other part of Toiroa's prophecy was, he is a good god, but the people will still be oppressed. And so, tragically, that oppression did happen. And if you are interested in this kind of thing, there is a historian, Keith Newman, who writes multiple books. He writes about Ratana. He wrote a book called Bible and Treaty, and he wrote a book called Beyond Betrayal, Trouble in the Promised Land, Restoring the Mission to Māori. And so actually in this nation, God revealed himself to the Māori before the Europeans even arrived here, which is in itself really amazing and biblical. There's a verse in the Bible that's in Amos 3, verse 7, and it says, "Surely the Sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." And so God actually went out of his way to speak to Māori, to say what was coming before the people landed who knew about the son who was killed. So I thought that was a really interesting aspect. Things that we're talking about New Zealand Music Month is a little bit of a Kiwi flavour to our discussion about faith matters here. And I hope that's really encouraging for you. The legacy of peace that came, I know that got stirred up and got trampled upon in the years following. But there is a legacy of peace in this nation. And actually, it was interesting at the Christmas in Park in December, Kaumātua Sean was speaking about Wenera, who was, I think, a chief down, his land was down near that pedestrian bridge across the water that's super famous in Raglan. And he was a man who had great influence, and he, because of his influence, actually this place of Whangaroa, Raglan, remained in peace throughout the Māori land wars. And so here in this town we have a legacy of peace. We've had some amazing people over the years who have stepped up and spoken for justice out of this place. But we have a legacy of peace. And I was thinking about that this week. There are many people who flock to this little teeny-weeny town from all around the world. And what do they get when they come here? They go and they walk on the beach and they're like, wow, it is so peaceful here. Even our house, when we moved here only 2.5 years ago, the thing that people say when they come in our door is, wow, it is so peaceful here. And I think sometimes when we live amongst that, we can start to take it for granted. But actually, the son who was killed, the Prince of Peace, has an impact on the lives of those who recognise him and who know him. So we're going to go now into a song by Aro. It's called Kia Mo. And this song jumped out at me. It says something along the lines, it's a Māori song, but in English it is translated something along the lines of, it rains on everyone, and we all have different views, but what's really important is that we show love to each other. So let's go into Kia Mo now.
Ka whiti tērā, i runga i te katoa. Ka ua te ua i runga i te tangata. Aha koa koai, aha koa nohea, aha koa o nā whakaro, riri keki hoku ake. Like the first late
knot, we tried to be a couple of snakes. Every now and then I think back to when we were brothers, and if all that we made was better than what I have. Tell me, do you feel the same, or of all my efforts gone to waste? Oh no, no, it can't be, it can't be, it can't be. 'Cause every damn time I try to let you go, troubles on me, I'll be the brother you need, so lay all your troubles on me. How have you and I become something so different? I never thought your state of mind was a tangle of mist. Now you got me thinking if I have been too distant.
So broke, and I don't even pay the tax. Doing nothing is bad, and I'm at home relaxing on the couch, such a slouch. Feeling that I'm trying hard to lose. Need to choose what to do. I just need another. I just want a dollar. Count me on the collar, I'm a magazine cover. I just want a proud mother and a brother who can answer the phone sometimes. Ring home when it's nice. Little bit genuine, January and the sun rays hit. I'm back on a holiday, but I ain't getting another pay until it's too late. 'Cause I'm so sick of searching for something that can't be found, and I'm so tired of trying to keep my head below the clouds. And now my brain won't tell my feet to walk. Keep me grounded, but I'm not grounded. I'm surrounded by the clouds. 'Cause carbon fever in it. Now I wanna run back to the past, but I'm not fast at all. Lazy river, only place that I don't get shiver. Meet me there if you feel the same, and if you're in despair. I just need another, living undercover, kicking it up in the sunlight. Staying around till the moonlight, shine your torch into my eyes. 'Cause I'm already blind in this life. I don't want a job, I'm just looking for a wife. And I know I ain't getting another pay until it's too late. 'Cause I'm so sick of searching for something that can't be found, and I'm so tired of trying to keep my head below the clouds. And now my brain won't tell my feet to walk. Keep me grounded, but I'm not grounded. I'm surrounded by the clouds.
Yeah. I've been living a quiet life, wondering, waiting out for my time, and when it comes around, we're gonna shine like the city lights. We're gonna shine like the city lights, 'cause we're riding on a beautiful symphony. Such a pretty thing, I wish the world would see. I hear your sound and I feel your vibes, warming up in the sun as it rises. I need you now. Do you see me now? Show me the way when I don't know how. Make me believe, make me believe. Ooh, now we're flying. Can you see how far it goes? See how far it goes. Ooh, now we're shining. Can you see how this light glows? See how this light glows, glows. I've been living a quiet life, waiting, holding out for my time, and when it comes around, gonna fly like the highest kites. We're gonna fly like the highest kite. It's such a funny thing for me to try to explain how I'm feeling now. My heart's beating for your name. I hear your sound and I feel your vibes. Warming up in the sun as it rises. I need you now. Do you see me now? Show me the way.
Listening to Faith Matters on Ragland Community Radio. Today we have been speaking about the names of God, and we have talked about the names of God that God has told people directly, like I am that I am, or I am your shield and your very great reward. We have talked about names that people have come up with to describe God and their experience with him, like Hagar out in the wilderness, where she said, "This is the God who sees me." And there is a beautiful description that God himself shares with Moses about who he is. And I thought that that would be a really great one to look at. This is what God says about himself. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. And so we have here this concept of an amazingly forgiving God who is compassionate, his thoughts are towards us, he's loving, he's faithful. And in that very last sentence, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. And that sort of seems like a little bit of a oxymoron, like how can he be forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished? And I think it's a good idea to go back to our story that we looked at earlier in the show about Abram and Hagar. So we had Abram who had a relationship with God, he was walking with God, and yet he didn't protect this lady who was part of his own household. And we learn about Abraham that he trusted in God and that was credited to him as righteousness. And so actually his heart was toward God, his heart was toward what God was doing. And Abraham also sacrificed on altars and things in the way that they did things back then. And so we can suspect that probably he came to God and he said, God, if there's anything that I have done that I have not put right, would you forgive me? And so in that sort of a scenario, when someone has done something and they are genuinely really sorry for what they've done, they try to set things right. When Hagar did leave later, Abram sent her off with the supplies and things that she needed. So Abram changed his attitude, and in that place, God was willing to forgive him. And yet, how often do we scream at injustice and go, oh, that's just wrong? And so that aspect of he does not leave the guilty unpunished, actually God is a just God. And so when someone has no remorse and they don't want to turn away from what they've been doing, God does actually deal with that. He is a God of justice as well as all these good things. So if you have a picture, I know I hear people talk about the picture of an old man with a long beard, kind of an angry man, and that's your picture of God. God himself says, I am compassionate and gracious. I am slow to anger. He's not walking around angry all the time. He's slow to anger. He's got to have a really good reason to get there. He is abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. So that is the God that we are speaking of here when we speak about God on Faith Matters. We'll talk a little bit more about that soon. And in the meantime, we'll listen to Sound the Ocean Run.
Beside you in the rain, I've always loved you, I always will do, even if you wander far away. So you can run, run if you wanna leave, but I will wait for you. When you wanna run back home to me, I'll be there for you. A mystery, what can be so sweet and then turn sour? So you can run, run if you wanna leave, but I will wait for you. Hey! When you wanna run back home to me, yeah, you can run, run if you feel the need, but I will wait for you. Hey! When you wanna run back home to me, I'll be there for you.
caught in the middle now. When I should have gone around, you defy, I can read the signs. I'll put up some kind of fight. Now I can't go left or right. No, I can't go left or right. I'm trapped in a shrinking room. Is it curtains for me soon? When the door's like I know you said, take the window out instead. But I struggle.
Hey, you are. table, feeding up the table, fuck a gungu. Te nara, fuck a nabia, te toku, manawa kia kwe. Ka puma te amai, taku aloha ki to pitono. Te fuck a fe tai atu ando, o fai mai na. Te me ukae bo.
Mana Atua by Tarotini, a church just over the hill here in Hamilton, who they really honour the story of our nation, and they honour the people who have been here for many generations, right down to the people who arrived last week. They are a very honouring congregation with many, many cultures represented, so if that was a song that resonated with you, maybe you'd like to check them out. One thing I was just looking at when I was looking at my piece of paper, I was thinking about the last Bible verse that I wanted to talk about in Matthew 16, where Jesus says to his followers, "Who do you say that I am?" And one of them said, "Well, some of them say you're John the Baptist. Some of them say you're the prophet Elijah. Some of them think you're the prophet Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." And Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" And he said, "You are the Son of God. You are the Christ. You are the Messiah." And Jesus says to him, "You weren't taught that by man. That was something that God has revealed to you." And he went on to say, "And you are..." and spoke a new name over that man. Back with Toiroa here in this nation. He had the name Son Who Was Killed. He didn't say Son of God, he didn't say Son of Man. I was just interested in that passage from Matthew 16. Jesus says, who do they say the Son of Man is? Because Jesus called himself the Son of Man, because that was really significant to him. And when Peter answered him, he said, you are the Son of God, because that's different from us and that really stands out to us. And yet here we are with Toiroa all those years ago saying, Son who was killed, Son of God, Son of Man, both encapsulated in that one name that he was given. So I just noticed that, thought it was pretty cool, thought you might be interested. But you have been listening to Faith Matters on Raglan Community Radio 98.1. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with me for this time. I'm going to play out with a song by Gateway Aotearoa, Hallowed Be Your Name, which is their take on the Lord's Prayer. So I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you've enjoyed today's session. And may I leave you with that question. Who do you say he is? Who is Jesus to you? Maybe that's something that you can ponder as you go into your week. Have a great long weekend. I look forward to seeing you or being with you next Friday.
kingdom, the power, the glory is yours forever and ever and ever. Amen. The kingdom, the power, the glory is yours forever.